Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Hello? I don't know if we're on the air or not. I think we are. Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay. We sure?
We're streaming on Kick.
Okay. Are you guys feeling my pain at all, like, with regards to, like, the Brent might be the only one that can understand, like, the show's got to, like, I gotta be on the air. Like, I gotta be on the air, and I cannot be fucked with by anything else.
Right.
Like I equate it to is if you were to literally, as Baker Mayfield is breaking the huddle, somebody going up to him right before he gets underneath the center and saying, "Hey, I need to talk to you about this. I need to talk to you about that. I need to talk to you about this."
Oh, my God.
I mean, motherfucker, I'm 7 seconds from snapping this ball and trying not to get killed. I got some large men that are going to be chasing the shit out of me, and I got to make some spontaneous decisions quickly. What? Can it wait? And then you got this proverbial countdown clock, right? You know, the song's winding down. You know that you're late. I don't know. You know, and then it's just like, oh. I don't know if people... I think people think that being on the air is far less, like it's a lot easier.
Oh, they do.
Than it really is.
100% they do. And I kind of use this analogy. I tell them it's kind of like radio's like golf. It looks easy, but when you get the club in your hand and everybody's looking at you and it's time to swing, it ain't that easy.
No. Anyway, I'm still looking for this particular thing I'm supposed to be looking for, and I'm still not getting it.
You're up on the tee box, and your guy came up and said, "Hey, I need to talk to you right now."
Somebody talking in the middle of your back.
You're about to tee off.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, flip the fuck out on this person. I can't. You know I can't. But I'm like, buddy, I'm on the air. I, I've become so non-significant that my agent doesn't even know when I'm on the air. Right?
Oh, Tommy, boy.
Hallie, what's helping it happen in your world?
Oh, gosh. I am super busy, man. So
now, did any of that stuff that I send you, I sent you something this morning.
Yep, I saw that. I got that flagged.
Did you see the pickup points?
Yep.
Because the one pickup point says, I'm glad, and I don't think you had it, I'm glad that you put him in the dumpster and threw him away with the trash.
Yeah, that's a great clip.
Yeah. So, Brian, what's going on in your world?
Oh, you know, just falling on my face and trying to get through the day.
I should put another fall on your face / markdown for you if we were still doing the show.
You had a Jesus Christ in there. Does that count as the same level as a GD it?
No.
Okay.
So, welcome to the Killer Bees show. It's with me, Brent Hatley, and Brian. And we kind of get a little political. We just talk about, sometimes we'll talk about sports. Sometimes we'll talk about, you know, what's going on in the political world. I think we got a whole bunch of shit about that to talk about.
Oh, God. It's insane.
It is just in fucking sane what's going on. It looks like, you know, the Democrats are just, I don't know what they're really doing. I mean, like, I think they're just laying back and sitting and saying, let's watch these GOPs just absolutely decimate themselves.
And then the Democrats, not to be outdone, try to shoot themselves in the foot at the same time. It reminds me of that old, you know, when you're in gym class and the teacher wants a volunteer and everybody steps back.
Right.
The Democrats and the Republicans are like taking the step back right now.
Yeah, but the Republicans, at least there's a bunch of people coming out saying, I'm running. You know,
man, DeSantis screwed the pooch, man.
Yeah, see, like, God. We need to really get into that, because I don't think he screwed the pooch as much. I know you're talking about the delivery of his message on Twitter.
Well, not just that. It's just this. He doesn't have what it takes to take on Donald Trump.
He doesn't have charisma.
Is going to smash him into the ground.
He just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the it factor. He's good for a governor. There's been a lot of great governors who aren't fit to be president.
It's the Peter principle. They don't. You get to your level of incompetence. And DeSantis did a whole bunch of. I've never seen somebody have such a great first term.
Yeah.
And completely blow it in their second term.
Like, absolutely. But clearly, his blowing it, in his eyes, was positioning himself for this moment. Like, everything that he did was to enhance his chances at the presidency. And I just think it went terribly wrong, in my opinion.
It did, and Trump's going to clobber him. Trump is absolutely going to run him over. And he has nothing for him. He doesn't even have Trump standing next to him on a debate stage, and he's verklempt, and he doesn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So, isn't that going to completely 100% divide the GOP?
It is, and there's a sleeper.
The Democrats were almost saying, like, man, you two, here, throw in the fucking steak bone and let you two go gnaw at it.
So the sleeper candidate for the GOP, I think, has got to be the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp, yeah.
Because I think you're in a state with two Democratic senators, a very purple state at this point. And he won a pretty significantly the governorship, and he doesn't get as nuts. He can win in a general election.
There's a more centrist lane to run in on the Republican side, where you could see Ronnie D and Trump split the vote enough on the far right end of the party that you could garner enough centrist votes. The problem is getting those centrists out to vote in a primary.
In the primary, yeah.
That's the issue. Is there enough of those votes? Because you truly need Trump and DeSantis to split if you're going to get the passive centrist, don't care for either of them Republican vote. And I don't know if there's a path. I just don't know how wide of a path that is. Somebody like Kemp or somebody like Cheney or somebody like, even to a lesser extent, Nikki Haley.
Well, Sununu, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
New Hampshire. The governor of New Hampshire.
He's very
popular. He's fantastic.
Bipartisan popular.
He's fantastic. And he's a real true conservative. He's in the real true classic sense of the word.
And you got Tim Scott. Who's thrown his name in the hat.
But again, all of these are like guys that you're saying, hey, this guy might be all right, and this guy might be all right, and this guy could really, really cause some waves, and this guy's a far better situation than what we got now. But doesn't that just splinter and splinter and splinter and splinter so that the, even if you got a guy that's fucking an absolute buffoon, you've splintered that so much. Tim Scott's good. Nikki Haley's good. Ron DeSantis is, you know, going to get, obviously, you can think that he's the biggest ass bucket ever, and I think that I agree with you guys in the fact that, man, you could have not screwed the pooch anymore in your second term than you have. You had – hell, you had me.
Why fight?
I thought Ron DeSantis was – I was Ronnie D. Look back here.
Yeah.
I got a bumper sticker that says DeSantis Land because I thought the guy was it was so refreshing to have a guy that was, you know, a Harvard and a Yale grad and – you know, liked baseball and then comes the,
they've all been that.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, was a Jag and was, you know, a good looking guy and sensible and conservative enough to be, but not, you know, overly over top, not too evangelical, not too, just enough. Then the motherfucker, listen, whether this is he was strategizing to how he would win the governorship or, I mean, fuck, I think all he had to do was just show up. I think all that Ron DeSantis had to do to win the governorship is to have a fucking pulse.
Yeah, because the way he handled COVID, everybody loved it.
Right, right. So he's and Charlie Crist, like everybody's like, come on, Charlie.
Come on, buddy.
Buddy, you should have never fucking, you should have gone for your second term of governor, stayed a conservative, and who told you to run for senator against a fucking legend? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always had big aspirations. He doesn't mind being a candidate, though. There's money to be made in them there hills.
So anyway, then DeSantis went, who gives a fuck about so, but all of the shit that he has done that has pissed us off has all been not got anything to do with running the state of Florida, all to set himself up as this far right conservative for the GOP presidential nominee.
Yeah.
It was so, and so what's he do? He locks down abortion. And I mean, locked it. Next to abortion being illegal, this is about as tough as it gets. 6 weeks.
Yep. And then you have the government going after a private business in Disney that cost us 2,000 jobs in a $1 billion complex. Like, that's a big deal.
And then he goes in and he fucks with Andrew Warren. Now, that technically, you know, he obviously won. He obviously, I'm not going to say he did the right thing, but within, he can also manipulate the court system tremendously, being, you know, that everything is pretty much all red here in Tallahassee. And I think the state, I think the representatives are red, and I think the Senate's red.
And Andrew Warren ousted a corrupt prosecutor.
So he comes in because Andrew Warren, who was the state attorney here in Hillsborough County, was part of a state attorney prosecutor mass email / forum Discord some bullshit about where if he was forced as a state attorney to potentially make an arrest on a woman that had gone outside the limitations of what your state has set forth of abortion, that he didn't necessarily know if he would press charges or to seek charges. He didn't. Now, none of these incidents happened.
No.
There were no cases of where he ruled
as such. And I'll tell you this. If you feel that the law runs afoul of federal law, they have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the state of Florida and of the United States. So they're, you know, when they're making these prosecutorial decisions, they have to take into account, am I going to get reversed on appeal, not just at the state level, but potentially federally?
And let's not forget prosecutorial discretion. There's been cases, if any prosecutor in this state should have been removed, it should have been the guy before Andrew Warren, Mark Ober. Talk about not filing charges when he should file charges and filing them when he shouldn't. But that's his discretion. We got that explained to us, Bubba, over and over again.
Yeah, we quickly knew that the prosecutor was king. He's king. Your state attorney is virtually untouchable unless the governor steps in.
Yep.
And the governor stepped in under these circumstances just straight for politics.
Yeah,
and this was not anything to do with misbehavior or anything like, you know, this, or I don't even think that he did anything wrong within the description of his job.
He didn't.
He just had an opinion about a way he could potentially rule on a situation that never arose.
It was hypothetical.
Right?
Yeah. He gave an opinion about what he might possibly hypothetically do if the situation arose.
Since when does that get you fucking hemmed up?
When you have a guy who's running the state like a fascist and trying to position himself every which way he can to slay a giant. See, that's the problem is, you know, the odds are stacked against DeSantis like crazy. And because of that, he has had to go outside the bounds of what normal politicians would do to try and garner the attention and support that he'll need to ultimately try and take down this colossus of that is Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, he's going to fail miserably.
And aren't they saying though that I thought I saw an article today, and I'll look for it here momentarily, where he's doing actually pretty well, and he had like a big W in Iowa or something like that.
Well, I mean, you know,
I take a step back. Is he really getting his ass kicked, or is he doing pretty good?
He's down anywhere from 24 to 35 points in the poll, depending.
Trump
on
says
how
he's
you
down 41
it.
Points.
Yeah,
to be specific.
Yeah.
Well, you know how Donald. Donnie runs.
He's down 143 points. He's polling negative 43. I mean, loser numbers.
You know how
loser numbers.
You know, it's just a tremendous, unbelievable amount of gain that we've attracted on him. You know, we're up 300 and tremendously up 315% right now.
It's incredible.
If you ask any American, just tell you
any poll showing him close is fake. Any poll showing me ahead is real.
So his ex spokesperson,
right,
Kayleigh McEnany, got on Fox News and said that Trump was up by 25%. And this pissed him off so much. All caps tweet, you know.
Called her milquetoast.
Kayleigh
milquetoast wrong.
She's like, she said DeSanctimonious is up 25%. I'm up 25% on DeSanctimonious. It's really 41%.
Yeah.
And he goes, while 25% is good, it's 41%. It's going to get much, much greater than that.
How
entertaining is that though?
It's going to be.
He goes out. He eats his own so quickly. He's an amazing character. Amazing.
And DeSantis then, you know, comes up with this. You can run for president and get your governor job back. Remember now, just
you changed the law.
Yeah, there was a law.
I changed the law so that I could go after Donald Trump. Not go after Donald Trump, but do what I need to do. And I'll pardon Trump if I win. This is what fascists do. They change the law to suit themselves. And when I say fascist, I'm not saying he's, you know, coming into our houses and you know, doing anything on a personal level.
Don't give him any ideas.
But you know, making it so that he doesn't have to disclose where he travels, making it where he doesn't have to disclose who visits him at the governor's mansion. He's still our governor. We still pay for
that.
We
have open
sunshine law.
Yeah.
Florida in the Sunshine Laws, which create all of this. He has literally forced the legislature to pass laws that benefit him directly.
Cowards.
And all of them.
And
yeah, they've backed down. It's not a good look. It's not good for Florida. As a Floridian, I don't like it. I liked his. I was not anti DeSantis his first term.
His
at
first
all.
Term was great.
He was good for the environment. He was good for education.
I got a fucking sticker back here.
Yeah.
I loved the dude.
He was great on COVID.
I loved the dude.
Yeah, his first term, I was really, really happy with him.
So, I mean, is there any, like, is this strategically being done and we just don't get it?
Well, he's playing to the core center of his, you know, P1s.
You know what? He's appealing to your mother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, because the only person that I can think that would love some of these rules, abortion 6 weeks, and let's bring God, and all that, is your mom.
Yep.
Like these hardcore evangelical, are those the one that write the checks?
Yeah. Well, That's the thing is
we don't know who fucking writes the checks.
No, we do. So he was
well, the super PACs you don't.
So part of his deal, so it's been reported, part of his deal to do tort reform, which was like death by a thousand cuts to my industry. Part of that deal was that the insurance companies would raise him nationwide $100 million for his reelection, and chambers of commerce would raise him between $50 and $100 million. This is pay for play stuff that he's been doing. And so that's why we're seeing a lot of these drastic measures pass, because he is getting heavy support. They all do it. This is just pretty open and obvious and very quick.
Yeah, it's a.
When does this all start? Like, when does the shit storm start? Now?
It'll be a slow build up, like a tropical storm turning into a massive hurricane. Yeah.
I know, but like when will they confront? Will they ever confront each other? When's it going to get?
February or March of next year is when it will be full hot.
Depending on what DeSantis says about Donald Trump. If he pokes that bear, he is going to get a full assault from the beginning.
I don't know how he can win without taking Trump on. That's the problem. And he can't win taking Trump on because he doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have the temperament. He loses his mind at journalists and reporters who ask seemingly pretty honest and innocent questions, and he
could barely handle Charlie Crist.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
the debate stage, like he's gonna have a hard time with Donald Trump.
He doesn't have the temperament for this. Plus, little pudding fingers there. But God bless his soul. You hear he eats pudding with his fingers.
Who?
DeSantis. He's been in like cabinet meetings, and he'll just rip open a pudding and scoop his finger in it and eat it. Like right out of pudding.
I come even more
fingers.
Now.
So Trump will call him pudding fingers, I'm sure, at some point.
I hope he's ready because.
But I mean, how about them saying that he's gotten like all this Donald Trump support money, and he's got these super PACs, and that he's squeaky clean, and
But Trump is willing to say and do anything.
That's
what he's up against.
But I think DeSantis
has shown he is pretty close to that point as well. I just don't know that he can deliver it the way Trump can.
Is he willing to say
a wrestler cutting a promo, right? You could give two wrestlers the same promo,
beefcake.
But one's going to pull it off and one's going to flub it up.
Look at the promo, the Beefcake would do, and then look at the promo that Macho Man would do.
Macho Man,
Mach was literally high on fucking mushrooms.
He was one of the best at cutting.
He didn't even like. He would be Hogan would tell me. He'd be like, "Randy is gorted out of his absolute fucking mind right now, and they're asking him to do promos, and he's talking about it, and he's talking about a cup of coffee. He's like, and all the boys in the back because they could see they had a video monitor to they had this one little area where they'd be doing promos, and then they had a video monitor back where the boys could watch, and Macho would be like, just fucking 1,000% gorted out of his mind, high on pills, on other shit, and then be like, "Randy, need you to come up, and we're gonna promote Grand Rapids, Des Moines, and Indianapolis." Something Indianapolis.
Yeah, Mach and Flair are two of the best ever.
But Flair was the best because you knew what he was talking about. Mach was the best because
the
furs,
the long cars, they'll be gone.
A lot of times, man, Macho is so good because you're like, what the fuck is he talking about? What planet is this guy on?
Well, and the genius of Flair is he used that woo as an exclamation point and as a reset.
Yeah.
You know, when he was trying to catch his thought or whatever, he'd let out a woo and then go right into his next little piece that he wanted to go into. Because a lot of that was just off the cuff.
I mean, the woo stuff was either an exclamation point or it could be a transition point or a segue.
Yeah.
That's what was so brilliant about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just so genius.
It's like the word McGillicuddy almost.
Yeah. I mean, he was just great.
Yeah. Flair was the best.
He was just
he's all around Tampa now. You can't go out without seeing him.
He lives right across the street from Bouillon. Yeah, in that condo.
Did
you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah? No.
Yeah, and supposedly Jeff Chiragante has a deal with him that anytime he wants to come for dinner or lunch, it's comped. So because it's good for, it's
yeah, you're getting celebrities in there.
Right. And so if you and I were at lunch one day doing a 2, 3 o'clock, either late lunch, early dinner, and there's Ric Flair at the bar. When we go back to work, we're like, man, we just saw fucking Flair over there at Bouillon.
Well, it used to always happen at Chicho and Tony's back in the day when Jeff was the owner there, and that was his one restaurant. And all of the Yankees, I mean, Jeter, A-Rod, Posada, Rivera, all coming in for lunch at Chicho's during spring training. And it was just like literally, if they were in any other city in the world, like Tampa didn't care. Tampa doesn't care about that. But if they were out like in New York or New Jersey like that, it would be a mob scene. But here in Tampa, they could just do whatever they want.
So he's got Flair, Titus O'Neil, and a couple other dudes.
Oh,
he's
nice.
And then Vinny LeCavier is actually a partner in both.
Nice.
So he goes to these places. And so like, you know, have you guys been down to the Union one right down here at the end of the street?
I went for lunch yesterday.
How was it?
It was great. The bread, first of all, the milk bread, whatever they call that milk bread.
Were you upstairs or down?
We ate outside because it was nice out.
Right.
It was right before the storms were about to come
through. Who all went?
It was just Gina and I.
Really?
It's a little business lunch, yeah.
So what did you know, Fufu Gina think? Because she ordered
fried chicken sandwich and french fries, and she loved it.
Really?
And the bread was amazing.
But was everything foo-foo enough for her? Did she appreciate the presentation
yeah.
and the bougie? You know, Gina's kind of bougie. You know that.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if something ain't bougie, then, you know, she ain't liking it.
Yeah, no, it was great. And I had the Korean barbecue bowl with salmon and sweet potato noodles. It was great.
Yeah, Hallie, those are the places that you go to. me and Hallie are going to Tate's Pizza.
Exactly.
Are we not?
Yeah, that's my point.
Can I tell you why Tate's Pizza is so cool? Because it's like that little gangster New York hangout corner bar, is it not?
It is.
Into the right is an old school bar with Woody at the end, and then you go to the left, and there's a little family area, and then you go outside, and that's where all the business gets done, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love it.
Oh, I love Tate. Have you been to Tate's Pizza before, Babyface?
I have not.
I want to take you there one day for lunch.
All right.
It's just right down the road.
I've been going there since I was the Galley.
Oh, was it? What was it before Tate's?
It was called the Galley.
Was the format then?
It was almost the same. Almost the same format, but I think it got picked up for pennies on the dollar because the people that owned it.
Ron DeSantis vows to send Biden back to his basement. Rips debt ceiling deal in his Iowa campaign kickoff.
The debt ceiling deal was actually bipartisan, and for once the government functioned for a split second.
What did Ron say here? Hold, I don't know if there's a sound on this. Is there? Hold on here. I think there might be a sound on this.
Yeah, I mean.
Hello, Iowa.
Now, when does Iowa vote?
It would be
January, end of January.
So you're already in Iowa.
Yeah,
that's where most people start.
Yeah.
So I mean, but so
it's such bullshit that they get to go first. Like who? I mean,
like who the fuck made Iowa go first?
Let them have a moment.
No disrespect to Iowa, but listen, the way people think in Iowa is nothing like what people think in big cities, and it's really
it's bullshit.
It is. The primary should be exactly like the presidential election. Everybody on the same day.
Yeah, well, or at least do 50%.
Oh, yeah, but it shouldn't be one state gets
25,
to go first.
25 states go, you know, on and one it, Tuesday, and then 25 states go on the next Tuesday.
Yeah, I can go for that.
And it gives you a week to fucking canvass through, you know, and you're going to strategically do it all, but, you know, you could even go... I don't know if you break them up north, south, east, west, or quadrants. I don't know how the fuck you do it. Maybe you do it in quadrants. You do it in a month. You know, you do the northwest first, then you do the southwest second Tuesday. Third Tuesday is like, you know, everything from Tennessee and above.
And then the final
Friday is, you know, everything Tennessee and below, including Texas.
And this big dragged out process that just appeals to the crazies on both parties on the far ends of the spectrum is not doing us any favors.
It is great to be back, and it's great for me to report that our great American comeback starts by sending Joe Biden back to his basement in Delaware.
That's the best line he has to start, and that's his delivery.
Terrible delivery.
He's whiny, And it's just, he's not, he's
forced.
Not the
it sounds
guy.
Forced.
He's fake. There's nothing genuine about him.
Now, don't you think
he's lost some weight though?
Don't yeah, you think? Did. Don't you think that Ron DeSantis might have been got some fucked up information? Because if you're just, let's just say a pollster comes and talks to all three of us, okay, not even together, but individually, and they say to me, "Here's the question." I'll say the question, and then I'll answer it, and then I'll have you two individually answer it. Okay, hey, Mr. Klim. I know you're a resident of Florida, and you also are going to participate in the presidential election coming up in 2024. Do you think that Ron DeSantis should run as the GOP candidate, or should he just maybe let this thing all figure itself out, knowing that either Biden's going to win and he can't run again, or Trump or whatever is going to go. And if Trump wins, you know, he can be only a one-termer. But you kind of maybe set this one out. Go ahead and lead Florida for three, you know, pretty much three, four, however many more years. And then jump in 2028 when things are far less fragmented. Because right now, you and Donald Trump cancel each other out. And you're getting your ass kicked. By some instances, 30 to 35 points against Trump. What you're going to cause is for the GOP to lose the nomination. I mean, to lose it's just going to be a fucking absolute shit show. But in 2028, it's a whole different ball game. And you can continue to learn and continue to, you know, whatever the fuck you do as a governor. But I think you should run in 2028.
I think
my answer would be, yeah, I think Ron DeSantis should sit this one out and run in 2028. Same answer over to you, Brian. What would you say under that question?
Yeah, I'd tell him to worry about being a good governor for Florida for another few years and then run again in 2028.
Because this next one's a shit show, and you're gonna get your ass kicked.
Yeah,
Patley, over to you.
I would say the same exact thing. I would say, you know what, Governor DeSantis can't take a loss like he's going to take and recover from it.
You know what? Why they all want it, though? Because the recession will likely be just about over by the first part of the next president's first term, and there'll be, you know, economic growth again coming out of it. You always want to be the president coming out of a recession because you're going to get a second term. Almost guaranteed. You really have to screw it up.
But if Trump wins, he's termed out. So
yeah, no, that's a game changer for Biden too.
Yeah.
So but I understand why Ron wants to run now, because but come January 25, when the next president takes over, the economy should be, you know, historically, based upon what we know about recessions lasting anywhere from 12 to 18 months, should be at a point where it's coming out of it.
And we're on the edge of a gold rush the size of when the internet was invented.
With AI?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are on the edge. Like, and those of you who are willing to humble yourself and learn AI, some of you are going to get very rich.
Yep. There's
well, I'm trying,
definitely
I'm
money
trying, I'm trying to, Brian, we had a staff meeting today, Hatley, and I was like, listen, let's run 10 of my shows through AI and see what it comes up with.
Yeah.
Just run 10 shows. Now, would you be able to run all the voices, or should you just, you're just going to have to be at probably in the early stages of AI, just ingest what I'm saying, right?
Everybody knows about ChatGPT. There's a next generation called AutoGPT, and I think AutoGPT could handle everybody's
voice. You have a company like NVIDIA, is it, that's really heavy in it?
Well, NVIDIA is not even heavy in AI yet. You know why NVIDIA? NVIDIA is makes the chip processors and the things like that. NVIDIA's system that AI runs on is the best system for AI to run on. That's why their numbers are up. Their stocks doubled in the
last 3 months.
It's because their hardware components are the best and most compatible with AI. So that's why their stock is way up. And there's going to be some companies that are going to explode, and there's going to be some companies that try some things and fail. But we are on the verge of that. You know, Bill Clinton got lucky with the internet being invented. is whoever's president is going to be very lucky because this is about to explode.
So what's it going to do though? Like, well, first of all, Hatley, what would the software cost for me to run, you know, to just run a regular show with four or five different voices? And like, do they have that technology now where I can run a show with Dan, you know, you, Babyface, whoever, just take, you know, 5, 10, 15 shows, run them through, you know, the program so it learns everybody. And could it spit out a show?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely, we have that technology right now.
Right now.
At an affordable price?
Yeah. Well, some of it, if you join a beta test at this point, it's free. So like with Adobe, which I use for audio and video editing, I'm in their beta test with their Firefly AI on editing audio and video with AI. It's incredible. You could edit by telling it what to do now.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Everything is going to become more efficient.
So you can with text, you can tell the AI how to edit your video and it'll edit your video for you.
Yeah.
So
AI is getting to the point where you could pretty much just put video into it and describe the scene you want created, and it's going to optimize that and make it, you know, video editors could be out of jobs.
So, but here's the thing.
Fire at.
Well, here's the thing you need, the video editor needs to do is you need to know how to tell the AI what to do.
Right, but the systems are going to develop that you really won't need that person anymore. They're going to make that job obsolete because the programs that are going to be developed to run them through these AI are going
to. But how does it know what to cut out? How does it know what to cut out?
See, that's the thing. Right now, you need the human to tell the AI what to do. Like I.
So here's the thing. So the video editor would have a job for like the first year until the machine learned out what he liked to cut out.
Yep.
And after the machine learned out what he likes to cut out, the ooms, the the fucks, the yippee-os,
transitions, the style, right, the color correcting, all that.
And then the computer says, okay, buddy, I know how you do it. Let me just show you how to.
Yep. I mean, it's like three minutes and it's done.
Wow.
Yeah. Last night I was playing with an AI and I took about a 22 minute video with a bunch of cuts in it, and the AI put all the transitions in for me and it looked great.
Is that our deal?
No, I'm going to use it there, but I'm testing it on some other stuff before I start using it on.
But I mean, could you help me do what my vision is?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could even, it doesn't even have to be, I'm not even looking for the video aspect of it. I'm just looking for taking.
For the audio?
Just taking 4 hours of my audio of like a regular AM show, like a regular terrestrial, like our morning show. Taking that, running it. We have 8 segments. Running each segment through it, you know, that's 8 segments equals one show. Run, you know, just segment after segment, boom, 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 boom. And then have it spit out, make, you know.
See if it can come up with a Bubba show.
Yeah. You know, and say.
That's fun.
Come up, you know, make me a whatever the fuck.
Oh, that's fun. And then.
Can you do that?
I can work on it.
Right.
I mean. The technology,
or show my guys how to do
it. Yeah, the technology exists. I've just got to figure out which plugins I would need to use for it. But yeah, absolutely.
The problem with AI that I see is it is going to hasten and speed up our downfall into a strictly two class system, because you're going to get to the point where all these middle and upper middle class jobs are rendered obsolete by the existence of AI and by its, you know, and the problem with AI is that it gets better exponentially fast. So typically it takes technology 8 years to double. AI is going to do it in a year. AI is going to be able to do it so much quicker but before we are even able to adjust to what the new systems are doing, it's going to be too late.
And you make a point, too. Well, it's already too late. I mean, AI is...
By the way, you're listening to the Killer Bees show, Brent, Bubba, and Babyface.
I saw where Musk was on with Bill Maher, and he said, you know, we need to get some regulation. We need to have regulators look at AI. That ship has sailed.
I know, but that was Musk won me back when he, you know, over when he had talked about was good.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to have these octogenarians looking at AI that's already off on its own path.
Yeah,
our Senate has no clue what's going on.
It couldn't be the Senate. You'd have to create, like, executively.
But that's where regulations,
but executively, the presidency needs to create a portion of the FCC.
We have another octogenarian, and that's the president.
But he's not running it. He appoints, you know, it's a panel appointed, and they make all the
and they're
the
all his buddies and cronies. They're not people that are qualified.
Well, I know we can't do it, and I know our country is broken and nothing we do will work, but
like,
I'm just saying,
like, they're not going to go get this Google engineer that just quit Google because he said AI is on its own path and is out of control. They're not going to go get that guy and say, hey, why don't you come help us? They're going to put some government bureaucrat in there that did this and that for the Biden campaign, or he gave Biden money, and therefore he gets the staff position on the FCC, and he doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground when it comes to AI. That's the problem with government, is these politicians are going to have, with their payback, with these staff positions for people, they don't hire qualified people. And that's even if the qualified people want the job in government.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be... the AI world
100%.
is going to make the .com world look like a fucking popsicle stand.
Yeah, the AI world.
And hold on here.
And very few people will get rich, and a ton of people are going to lose jobs. This is going to be a consolidation of wealth into the 1% like we have never seen before in our
lifetime. That's great. That sucks or whatever. Is that you, Lummy?
It's me, Rhett, but Lummy and Mach are also both here.
All right, so now hold on. I have a... And Brian, you have suffered this pain with me. And Tom Bean's email that he was trying to get a hold of me was unbelievable news. I'm just conditioned to, you know, think everything sucks and that, you know, we're about on the verge of losing it all. Our show's much like dirt track racing. You know, you're real fast right before you spin out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll put your fastest lap in, but you have to be on the verge of spinning out at all times in order for you to be competitive in dirt racing.
Well, yes.
And so
in order
for us to be competitive in the real world, in the content world, in the shock world that we live in, we're on the verge of spinning ourselves out at all times. Now, Rhett, is it for real?
No, it's for real. Like, if I shoot 200,
like you could literally put on there right now. We're back. We're back.
Hey, tell them. You could tell them. Mike's hot, buddy. Who? What?
Hold on.
The hell?
You let me.
Lummy just took a phone call and left the room. Oh, he's talking to Alex Stein on the phone now.
So Alex Stein made a phone call. Now, Brian, how hard have we been trying to get our Twitter back?
Very hard. We've reached out. We've contacted everybody we could. We've tried different routes.
Hold on. You have actually even sent letters from Legalhead. Legal letterhead.
Yes.
Like Brian Petroni, Esquire, yippee-o, right?
Yep.
No. I mean, for what's it been? I mean,
but I've said to you since the beginning, you need somebody who knows somebody directly that can get it done for you. Woo-hoo. That's what you need. You have to have somebody on the inside, because this is from the outside. It's an automatic reject.
So we have been trying and trying and trying and trying to get it back. And Tom Bean, it's registered in his name because when we set it up, he did it. And
was part of the problem.
Well, no,
that was part of the problem of things not getting answered and responded to.
So, needless to say, after, I don't know, when did...
September, I can tell you right now, September 26th, 2019. September 20th.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
26, 2019.
You got BTLS radio back?
No. The Bubba Army.
Oh, the Bubba Army, yeah.
The Bubba Army. Now, you guys are going to have to come on my phone and show me how to hook this up, because mine is saying that it's the Bubba Army 4, which is some kind of account
so,
I'm on.
No, so it might take a second to show up, but...
I've got it.
Twitter at the Bubba Army. Yeah, Brian should have the real one. So I'm being told from our sources that your message was sent directly to one Elon Musk.
The message that I sent to Stein?
Hold on, what, Lummy?
Was sent to his buddy that sent it directly to Elon.
I mean, that's...
Musk!
No, hold on. Alex Stein.
I love that.
We had him on the air yesterday, and we're like, Alex, come on, buddy. You're such a one-way motherfucker. I mean, but we know you know a buddy. You sent us a picture a couple weeks ago of your best friend, like your Britt Hatley, your buddy, hanging out with Elon. Him and Elon are boys. And can you please get a hold of him? And just can he somehow mention to Elon about our account? Alex like, I'll do it. Fuck.
Hey, Bubba.
He did it.
Alex wants. He says he doesn't want to be called One Way Stein anymore.
Oh no, he needs to be called the motherfucking Messiah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm forever. I mean, like.
I think it was. So I just talked to him. He said it helped with the couple emails we sent the same time that he followed up with his guy, Alec or whatever.
And oh my God. I'm going to send him a gift certificate, or
I'm going to send him so many Presto pizza makers.
I'm going to do some. But let me.
Penis pump. Give him a penis pump.
You or Rhett have to come hook my Twitter up to the right account.
We will. I sent an email to Tom and CC'd you for the login and everything.
Oh, okay.
Just so we have it.
It's a banner day here at the BRN.
See, now, Brent, I like that, Brent, but I don't think I'm that good looking.
Listen,
I mean, can you?
Listen, these are my first endeavors into being an animator.
Now, I hope you know that I want to full blown, like, make you my partner in that world. Like, I want you to have ownership of Bubba Animation. I want you to be the president of Bubba Animation.
That's why I'm going to,
for real.
Like, I agree, Brian.
Listen to this. There's this thing on Circle Network. It's a country deal, and all they have is this radio personality who interviews people, kind of like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's now animated. They take Joe Rogan. The audio of and video, but more importantly, all you need is the audio, and they animate Joe Rogan's interviews. And so I was watching television on network TV, the Circle Network, and they have this country guy from Nashville. I forget the fuck his name is. He's horrible, and he talks to country stars about various things that have happened while they're on tour. And they've made it an animated series, and it's fucking killing it. I told Hatley, I said, Hatley, let's animate. We got the audio.
Oh, I've got...
The audio is what you need.
It's kind of like Crank Yankers with animation.
I've got a whole plan. And unlike some of these guys, because when you're doing interviews with people...
But I really want you to fucking do this.
I am. Believe me, I'm on it. I'm working on it every day. I'm learning how to do this AI animation. We don't even need an animator anymore.
Now, should I show the picture that you have of me? Well, show Brian.
What?
See, you know what? I think the only thing you're missing
is a gob.
No. Is my hair isn't that thick.
This is my rendering of Bubba animated.
That's like Bubba meets Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
And this is Bubba the Power Pig.
That one's spot on.
That one's spot
that
on.
That one's money.
That one's spot
that
on.
That one's money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And all you do with the my current day one is you just make the hair less Italian and more,
it's
you know.
It's a little too thick. It needs to thin out on the hair.
Thin my hair out.
On the beard and the on the goatee and the top.
Listen, we don't need 100% accuracy here. This is a cartoon.
I know, but I want to take the sides of the beard off so it's only a goatee. And then thin out my hair a little bit, Brent. I mean, I'm sure you can do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can do all that.
And Hatley, we could literally run every fucking interview from strippers to fucking Cheech and Chong.
Interviews. I mean, stunts. Think about the stuff that you can't even do anymore.
I got Spongebob Sponge, and I got a girl here. She's got her legs spread. We're going to take this remote control monster truck with a dildo duct tape to it. She's going to go, all right, let's go ahead and drive it into the garage. Yeah. Oh, my God, I missed the sign. I'm getting ready. Let me four-wheel drive it because this garage is pretty cavernous.
Remember when we did Pop Rock the Puss with Luke from 2 Live Crew? We can animate that.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, there's stuff that, and it's all evergreen. It's not dated at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, how hard is that to do? Can you do it?
Yeah. Well, I can't yet, but I'm getting close. I'm getting closer.
We could be rich again.
Yeah.
No, for yeah. real.
That's why I'm
no fucking for real.
I know. That's why I'm.
All right, got my Twitter back, bitches.
That's why I'm at it for 60, 70 hours a week because I'm learning this stuff. I really am. I'm getting certified in it and all this. So
quit swinging so much and start worrying about this.
Swinging?
Shit.
I haven't been swinging at all. I am
your meal ticket.
I know, and I'm at work.
No, like, do you? No, like, I'm not trying to be a dick or nothing, but for real, like. A lot of animators would be like, well, what am I going to animate? I got to get content. Hatley,
yep.
I got fucking walls of content.
Exactly. So I'm just...
Do you feel the same way I do?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Brian, what's your opinion to this? You just run through all of my shit and animate it.
And now... with
and the animation game, animation game with like Paradise PD and, you know, the animation, I mean, that is some of the... That's some of the number one shit that streamers are looking for right now.
And it sure
here's
is.
Here's the thing, too. Not just streaming. I mean, there's chances on digital platforms, you know, some of the stuff that's not quite, you know, R or X rated, that they're always looking for content and cheap content.
100%.
You know.
Because
then you drive them from your PG-13 stuff that you have on, like, a Netflix or a Hulu or something like that to your adult stuff that you have somewhere else.
So we don't have to pay animators or writers or anything. The segments are already done. We already have the punchlines. The jokes are already there. It just needs to be animated and edited.
That's it.
And that's what I'm learning how to do.
Meanwhile, people in the animation industry, the first conundrum they have is... Well, we got to create some content.
Right.
We have to write and voice and act out said content because you need content before you can animate.
Right.
Right? You just can't animate.
Yeah. You got to get scripts approved. So there's all kinds of stuff.
We're
miles
Brian,
ahead. We're
Brian,
miles
you
ahead.
You want to get in on some of this action? I think you should.
Sure. I don't
Will
know
you help
how.
Me management?
Yeah, I'll do the contracts.
Yeah, you know what though?
For
but
real?
But there is going to be some
there's going to be some legal issues.
Because we're on the cutting edge of this, so it's right. new. There are going to be
on,
some
Brent.
Legal issues.
Here are a few things that I think we have in our favor, and you tell me. And Brian, you look at it as a legal perspective. One, my likeness is federally trademarked. Two, anybody that's ever been on my show has signed a 2257.
We're clear.
And three, my 2257s are so fucking locked up.
They're in perpetuity.
That I have their driver's license on file, their signature, and then it gets into I can animate, edit, redistribute, deep fake. I can do anything. And it even includes things that haven't been invented yet.
It does. It does. And it says from now until the end of time.
And then it says... in my 2257, that once you've been on my show one time, that 2257 covers all other appearances.
Yep. So we are...
So, I mean, legal bound wise, you know, you just, Brent, you and I just couldn't do a cartoon right now of, you know, me and you, radio, me, you and Brian, radio hosts, and then we put in, you know, Donald Trump Or you might be able to use him. You might be able to do that.
If I did an animation of him and we had, like, you know, the guy that does.
Voice guy.
Like,
right,
yeah.
Right. But
if we had a voice guy do his voice, you could definitely do that.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, somebody that you don't necessarily have, but we have release forms from these people.
So here's the deal.
So Brian, when you're talking to the network, you're like, well, you animated Cheech and Chong. Yeah, we have 2257s on Cheech and Chong, too.
Yeah, and it's going to be Rodman's actual voice.
Right, like we have one on Rodman.
It's going to be Paul Mooney's actual voice. It's going to be all these people that came in the studio. You're going to hear Rollins' actual voice, and we're just going to animate the whole segment.
And Brian, we got 3/4 of the work done.
Yeah.
75% and almost 100% of the legality portion is done. All you got to do, Brent, is run it through and, you know, get your
well, see,
find your segments you want to do, run them through AI, and animate them.
I'm hoping I'm hoping in the next couple of months to have a demo segment for you to look at to approve. So
can you make me look a little more? Take a little. I look like Fabrizi's dad. I look like Bubba Dick Fabrizi.
I might at first. What I might do is take one of those really really good Power Pig calls and animate that.
Oh, like hold on.
Back in the day, Power
Pig
calls
like this one. Hold on here. Like one of these ones. Hold on. Did you hear this? This is pretty cool. Hold on, stand by.
You're being a little bitch. Now apologize.
No, I'm not apologizing. It's nothing to apologize for.
Sure there is. The way you're acting right now.
I'm acting fine.
You're acting like I'm marrying
you.
I'm not marrying you. I didn't marry you.
Okay, good.
I have shit going on that day. What day is it again?
I don't know. I have no clue.
You probably don't. You don't even want to go to the wedding. Right? Why are you making me go?
That's the only reason he was showing up. You were coming.
He was all excited.
Right.
I think Bubba will probably back out now. Bubba wanted to see me.
Yeah. No, you liked Ronnie.
No, Bubba will go. Bubba's a good man. Bubba's my man. I would have liked to have seen Bubba. I'll give you that. But I do have this. I'll send you a picture. Thank you. I'll call you after the show. Please pick up.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Huh?
I can't have my shrink appointment.
That's cool.
Do you really?
I think Howard's bluffing.
Totally. Well, he's not going.
He's not going. No chance.
You don't think he's going?
No chance.
They were gonna rename one of the streets in New York after him, but they couldn't because it was a two-way road. So they.
You have no idea how true that is.
Will you guys stop? I don't appreciate it. I'm telling you to stop right now. I'm trying to find this call, because I have the call, and I just listened to it a few days ago, and it's this chick that's full fucking hot on me. Brent. Let me give you an example here. Hold on here. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I'm visiting from England on holiday, and we're really enjoying your show. We've been tuned in now for just over 2 weeks. We go back on Thursday. And I just think you're fabulous.
I would love to find a woman that had an accent like that, wouldn't you, Brent?
Oh, English accents get
English
you crazy.
English accent, dude. Because I feel like I'm almost like taking one for the team because I'm kicking some English bitch's ass. But, you know, they used to rule us back in the day. I think I'm taking one for Braveheart, too, you know what I'm saying? Because the English guy killed Braveheart, so I'm banging her head against the headboard, Brent, you know? So I got Braveheart flashing through my head. I got the Revolutionary War flashing through my head. I mean, I'm fucking... Was I shot out of a cannon or what?
So great.
Milo.
And then the animations, while you've got Braveheart...
And then you show a Braveheart scene... And then you show, and then you show a British Boston Tea Party
you see
scene.
You see Bubba as like the Boston Tea Party,
right? For real?
You go. I got animation. I got the Revolutionary War in my head, and I'll show you like in an outfit at the Boston Harbor tossing tea in there.
Here we go. Will you say, Bubba? Do you want to shag?
I'll say that for you.
Go ahead,
Bubba. Would you like to shag?
What do you guys call banging over there? Shagging, screwing, having sex, banging? What do you say?
Yeah, all the same stuff.
Right? Say, screw me harder, Bubba. Say it. Can you say harder, Bubba? Harder, my love.
Sorry, say that again.
Like, if you and I were banging, you know, and you wanted to tell me to go a little bit harder, you know, how would you say it?
Pin me to the bed. something like that.
Is that your husband in the background?
Yeah.
Sounds like Ozzy Osbourne.
That's okay. He's just sending our daughter out because she's just woke up.
I mean, shit like that, Hallie.
Oh, yeah.
Or remember this? Remember this?
Hello?
Yes.
I don't want to tell you my name.
Okay,
I'm
what
married
is...
to somebody.
Okay, hold on. You're married to somebody.
Yes, I am.
How would you like to be?
Remember Horace and we called her a rat?
Oh, that's right.
Remember the worst thing you can call a woman in the industry, like a groupie for a wrestler, is called a ring rat.
Yep.
Brian. Well, Horace Hogan, which was Hulk Hogan's nephew,
yeah,
was married to this bitch, and we had her. I mean, with Hatley, this would be the best, would it not?
Oh. A significant other account wouldn't be considered a somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble.
Go ahead.
I just want to know if I love him to death, but I'm just tired of the games. He gets caught every other week with another number, and he gets caught easily. He's getting caught really stupid with it.
Hold on. Just because he's got numbers doesn't mean he's cheating.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to ask you. When you call...
Holly, did you start smoking because your voice is awful raspy?
Don't smoke. I swear. I don't know why my voice is like that.
Tell me what's going on. Hold on. Shut up. This is my show, okay? Let me carry the conversation. I asked the questions.
Man, Brent, I was so stiff back then.
That's why people loved it. Yep.
I was so fucking stiff, way stiffer
Shut
than
up,
I am
it's
now.
My show. I'll ask the questions.
I mean, like, I don't think I can even fucking do that anymore. Let's
you answer him.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Love you. Listen, first of all, are you married to this gentleman?
Yeah, well, actually, I am divorced for 2 years. We divorced.
Okay, the first sign of... Shut up. The first sign of being glorified white trash coward is once you divorce your old man, yeah, you still live with him.
In the trailer.
You just can't get enough of him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's the father of your babies.
Yes, you're right.
Bottom line is, I'm going to tell you something, for very selfish reasons, that's why you're with this guy, because you're a slut and all you want to do is bang. That's all you care about is banging. You divorced the guy, but yet you're going to hold it...
No, he didn't. He divorced me.
Okay.
Out of nowhere.
Okay, he divorced you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I was totally faithful, totally there.
Okay. Hold on, shut up. He divorced you. Meanwhile, you're going to get mad at him when he comes home with phone numbers when you're not even legally bound anymore.
You're right.
Okay, then. What's the problem?
I guess you're right. I guess that's what I wanted to hear, Bubba. I wanted the bottom line.
Hold on. She's getting crazy. She instantaneously turned into The Rock. I tell you what. That's what I wanted to hear, and that's the bottom line. She turned into Stone Cold on me, Cowhead.
Well, he is a wrestler.
He's not like a real well-known wrestler.
Yes, he is, and I'm pissed.
What's his name?
Let's just say his favorite move is the H-bomb.
He's not like a guy you see on TV.
Well, believe it or not, he blew his ACL, so...
What's his friggin' name?
All right, so anyway, Brent, we call her a fucking rat whore.
Yeah.
Remember this. I mean, this would be huge. Brent, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, talking about the animation world, right?
Yep.
Rock, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty damn good.
And where are you calling from today, Rock?
Miami, Florida.
Rock. I got the Rock.
Yeah.
Is that where you live? Nope. Was that?
You think you animate him...
Yeah, yeah, and
on the other end,
you got him over there like in a gym, fucking pumping iron,
right?
Sitting on a bench, talking on a phone, you know, doing curls, right? Because you can have him do anything, right?
Anything. You can have your setting. That's the thing. It's your canvas to paint whatever picture you want.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know The Rock lived in Miami. You know, Cowhead, I'm going to tell some people some information about The Rock. Now, The Rock right now is like the main man in the WWF, with his big ass people's elbow. And I'm telling you, but you know The Rock is a third generation wrestler. And correct me if I'm wrong, Rock, but your father was Rocky Johnson.
That's right.
Tag team with Tony Atlas.
Yeah.
And your grandfather was Chief Peter, I can't ever pronounce your last name.
Maivia.
Yep. And he worked with Vern up in AWA.
That's right. You got it right, man.
So see, Khaled, unlike, you know,
nobody's got that shit, Hatley.
Yeah.
How about this? Stormy Daniels tells Dave Navarro story.
Oh, my God.
Tell us about the Dave Navarro thing. Last time you were here about a month.
And you get her all animated, right? And you got David Navarro all fucking animated.
And while she's talking, you're showing.
Him playing the guitar.
Right.
Hold on.
Okay. I have a story. Let me tell the story. It was during LA Erotica, which was a couple months ago.
Hallie, we might want this one.
Do a television show, and Dave Navarro's there, and he interviews me. Very nice. Just met the man. He's cool. Whatever. Wears a lot of makeup, but whatever. He's nice. And I'm not singling out Dave here. This tends to be pretty common with any of the rock star types I've been around.
Not the cool ones like Henry Rollins. He ain't wearing no makeup.
No. But they like the eyeliner, the black nail polish, and the whole thing. You know.
Sure.
I'm not knocking him. It looks good. It works. Whatever. And later that evening, I head over to the Playboy meeting.
Now, mind you, we're listening to this as a possible animation. And Brent, this just writes its fucking self, does it not?
Yeah, it's like,
I mean, like,
it's done.
Brian, my library could be worth millions of dollars. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You know how many seasons of animated shows we could get out of this?
I'll be dead before we're done animating.
You really should just consider just selling off your library and taking the millions and then investing it and being done with it rather than doing all the work.
Yeah, well, I'm open to offers. How much you want to give me?
Let me get with Gina and Tom.
To hang out with my friend who is a...
So listen... Ashley Hatley, this might be one of the first ones you do just because of the star power and the salaciousness, right?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to listen to this, okay?
Fabulous DJ. And now keep in mind, I've known this person for 5 minutes. And he says, you know, let's take a walk. And he pulls me into this room. I can tell he already knew that it was there.
So hold on now. We're not talking about your DJ friend. We're talking about Navarro.
Right. My DJ friend's working.
All right, so Navarro sees you also at the mansion, and he says, hey, let's go take a walk, and he takes you to this little room that you knew, that he knew was already there.
Yeah, it was way too obvious, because it was kind of like a secret room, and I didn't know it was there, and he knew exactly where he was going, I'll put it that way. And the thing is tiny, it's the size of a closet. Small, it's probably like a third of the size of your green room.
Okay.
And it's all mirrors, which is freaky enough in itself. And he tries to get up on me. I don't blame the guy, rock star, porn star, it's pretty much a given, right?
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, dude, I don't get down like that. Not saying I wouldn't fuck, because I do love to fuck, but I wasn't prepared to fuck.
This is actually, Brent, something, this is pretty good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Have you heard this before?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean recently.
Recently, no. The last time I heard it was when Howard played it for Dave Navarro.
I know. And, oh, what did Dave say?
He denied it all.
Really?
That makes sense. I did not have the proper... fucking requirements. I didn't have any condoms. He's a rock star. I didn't know where he'd been, right?
Sure, right.
Plus, the biggest mistake he made was being so presumptuous.
So sure of himself that he was going to get some of your pussy.
Right. It was just like, not a hey, not a you look beautiful, not I'm so into you, just close the door and attempt a full mount.
So now,
which
I
found to be quite rude.
So at this point, as soon as you go into this little mirror room, Hallie, this thing would be salacious.
Oh my God.
This one alone. Boom. Does he have his cock out? Is he grabbing your tits? Is he making out?
He's all up on me, and I push him away, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fuck you.
So you
he goes, okay, well, give me a kiss. So I start making out with him or whatever, and he's actually a fantastic kisser. And then he tries to get up on me again. I don't have any condoms. I am not fucking someone unsafely.
Stormy, when you say he tries to get up on you, what does that mean? Does he like trying to finger you? Has he got his cock out? We got to explain a little bit more about that.
He was pushing me against the bed and like, you know, trying to climb up on me and grabbing the titties and sticking his hand up my skirt. And now keep in mind, I'm wearing lingerie because this is a play.
And again, Hatley, I mean, this writes itself animation wise, does it not?
Oh my God. When you have somebody describing things like this, they're giving you the script.
And not only that, but it's nobody playing Stormy Daniels. It's Stormy Daniels.
Right, it's her voice.
Brian, are you as excited about this as me or no?
I mean, yes and no. Like
what would be the no?
Well, I mean, you're asking if I'm excited about it as you. I don't think I share your excitement.
But, I mean,
because
don't you think that this has some huge upside?
Yeah, I see the potential in it for sure.
My mansion party. So
yeah.
I'm feeling a little defenseless as it is. And I'd say, you know, dude, I'm serious. I'm really not going to fuck you. And he lays down on the bed and he starts to do his pants. And I look at him and say, am I speaking Chinese? I am not going to fuck you, suck you, stroke you, nothing. He was just really cocky about the whole thing and it put me off. You know, at least Spice Boy, we had a good time. We went out. If something would have happened, I would have been way more down.
But
he was just so arrogant.
She didn't rub your...
We can't cut a lot of that out, Hatley.
Oh.
We don't got to play
We're going to tighten it up because it's going to be a tight 22 minutes. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's going to be 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Remember this. Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this? I'm calling you right now.
Lucretia.
My name is Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm a disc jockey in Tampa, Florida. Are you related to this Anna chick?
Yes, I am. That's my sister.
Right, the chick.
Oh, this
that
is
beat
the chick
the
in Orlando.
Yes. What? No, wait till you hear this. Brian, her sister. Have you heard this call before? Her sister.
This is one of the greatest ever.
This is one of the great. Honest to God, this is one of the in fact, Brent, this might be the first one you animate because there's this girl, this woman that we talked to, her sister took a baseball bat to her little kid.
Oh.
And so this woman here tries to stick up for her sister. And now her sister's in jail. I think the kid's in the hospital. And I happen to get the phone, the house phone.
I miss the days when we could cold call people on the phone.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Who's this? I'm calling you right now.
Lucretia.
My name is Bubba the Love Sponge. I'm a disc jockey in Tampa, Florida. Are you related to this Anna chick?
Yes, I am. That's my sister.
Right. The chick that beat the crap out of her 8-year-old son, or daughter, I should say, for wetting her pants with a baseball bat.
Yeah, so her daughter wet, you know, peed her pants.
Wow.
And she, yeah.
Beat her in the head and killed her? Is
that
this
an accident?
How can that be an accident?
Well, she didn't really know what she was doing at the time, and I think there was something going on with the baseball bat, and the child was maybe playing with it.
Is she in jail right now?
I don't really want to comment any further on that, really.
Is there a lot of crack that's going on in that house?
Now, why would y'all say that?
Because in the paper it said that she was addicted to crack cocaine, and she's had 8 kids by 5 different men. Is that true?
Smoke no crack.
Has she had 8 kids by 5 different men?
That is none of y'all's business as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to tell you nothing.
Why can't you tell me nothing?
Because
you don't.
I don't even know why you're calling here.
Can I tell you why you're not going to tell me nothing? Because your dumb ass, stupid sister that's 1.5 years younger than you are is a crack whore. And the bottom line is she smoked crack all during all 8 of her pregnancies. She got knocked up by
Matt Hallie. I missed. This one might be the first one.
Different brothers. She's a stupid.
Matter of fact, I will talk about her crack problem because it is from white people like you.
What? Now, wait a second.
They're putting their black people down.
Now,
and we've got nowhere to go. So what we do, smoking some crack. All right, so what you want?
I don't know what the fuck she's saying.
She said, do you want to talk about crack problems? It's because of white people like you, because you put us down, so now we have nothing else to do but be out here smoking some crack.
Again, Atlee, this might be the first one you do.
Stupid-ass bitch, smoking crack. All her kids, except one, are addicted to crack cocaine because her mom ingested it while she was pregnant for him. She gets hyped up on crack one night, gets a baseball bat, and clobbers her 8-year-old daughter in the head and kills her. Now, how in the hell can you condone that to happen?
It is all because of y'all.
You're going to blame it on the white man because your black, stupid-ass, crack whore sister killed it.
There'll be some edits.
We got nothing going on. What? No one want to teach us nothing. So what are we going to do?
Oh, well, you certainly hell are going to do something besides try to kill your 8-year-old daughter, dumb bitch.
I said that was an accident. I don't think she really took the bat to her. I was not here during the time.
Yeah, but okay. Well, then why did the police charge her with second-degree murder? You don't think they investigated? They investigated.
I don't want to comment on that particular material.
Yeah, spit it out. Spit it out, you uneducated dumb whore.
I don't need to listen to you and telling me what I have as the educations either.
Can I ask you a question? One last question before I hang up on your stupid ass?
Excellent.
Do you smoke crack?
I don't think that's none of your business.
Have you ever seen crack smoked in your house with the kids there?
No.
Was your sister Anna jacked up on crack while she killed the 8-year-old?
I don't think so. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
And what you don't understand, Brian, is her husband finally has enough of it, and he grabs a phone. Her husband grabs a phone.
She's my sister.
Is she still in jail? Of course she's in jail, because you ain't got no money to bail her out, because she's a dumb crack whore just like yourself.
Why do you insist on calling people up and just calling names when you pick people out of the newspaper and then just call them up and harass them?
I don't
pretty much.
Pick everybody out of the newspaper, but stupid 33-year-old crack whores that killed her 8-year-old daughter, I got something to say to their family, and that's why I'm talking to you today.
Well, accidents do happen, and thank you to the white man. We are oppressed, and we have nowhere to go. We have men around us all the time because they have nowhere to go. You just do the math, and you figure it out.
Affidents do happen, but I tell you right now, this was not an affidavit. I tell you, it was not an affidavit at all. It was some 33-year-old crack whore named your sister, Anna, who got all cracked up and killed her kid. How do you feel about are your parents still living?
Who is that on the phone?
This is right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Who there?
My name is Bubba the
Oh, my God.
This is the best. I'll sponge.
Yeah, what do you want?
And like you get a Fred Sanford looking guy, Brent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I'm calling your guys' house right now to
you
get a hold.
Disturbing these people here.
Yeah.
Why you want to do that?
Because
you're gonna upset my people here in the house now.
No, what the hell did he say, Cal? What did you say just now, sir?
I want to know why you call up here. Want to disturb everybody in the house?
Now, Naquisha or LaQuisha, whatever the hell her name is, I heard her in the background.
You talking all about no LaQuisha? That's my girl.
Is that your?
See, he gets a little cranked up when I start talking about LaQuisha.
Oh yeah,
because that's his girl.
Daughter, or is that your wife?
She handed me the phone here. What are you harassing her or something?
Okay, well then who's Anna in relationship to you? The woman who is now currently in jail for
that's her sister.
Okay, so you're not related to him. You're just a guy hanging out the house trying to get some ass.
Well, no, I mean she's my girlfriend and that's her sister.
Oh, so we
don't need y'all calling up here harassing.
Were you there? Were you there the night the kid got killed? Were you there the night the kid got hit in the head with a baseball bat? Do you smoke crack cocaine?
I don't know why you call up asking a question like that to someone.
Well, why would somebody hit an 8-year-old kid in the head with a baseball bat when she's all hopped up on crack? Why would you?
I hear there's an accident.
Well, it's an accident. Why would you even hang out at a house like that, sir? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I work.
What's your name?
Charles?
Well, Charles, my name is Bubba the Love Sponge, and I kind of want to know what happened in this whole situation, and I think that Anna...
Was I doing lines of cocaine? I was talking so fast.
Jesus. Whatever the hell that crack whore's name is.
Meant to slow me down a little bit.
I'd be put to death then or fry that whore.
You got nothing to say to me.
They start getting an argument, Brian. Listen.
Charles, do me a favor.
What?
Hit that bitch in the head. Seriously.
Nah, I ain't going to do that.
If you're the man, Charles, you'd smack the bitch in the head right now and tell her to shut up.
I don't do that. I don't do no killing a kid.
Just do me a favor.
I don't know what went on.
Charles, just do me a favor. I want you to raise your hand up like a black man would. And I say, I'm going to smack the taste out your mouth, bitch. If you don't shut up, I'm on the phone. I want you to say, just kind of like a male bonding kind of gimmick. Go ahead.
Slap the hell out of you, bitch, if you don't shut up.
What? Give me that.
What's old? He's just telling me to say that.
Brian, is this fire in hell, Ryan?
I mean, you're instantly canceled wherever you air this.
Really? Really?
Instant.
So we might even get canceled.
Raise
from where
your hand, like, you know, that.
Okay, does she want to talk on the phone now?
She's getting over here. You
want to
talk?
Yeah, I'll talk to
her. This was Torres.
Yeah?
Torres,
you
want
to say more?
Yeah, I want to tell you right now that me and Charles are boys. He'll smack the taste right out your mouth. He told me that.
He ain't going to do nothing. You told him to say that, and he's just playing along.
Oh, because you know why? He's probably getting some of that ass later tonight for free, because you and him are going to smoke a big crack bowl.
And what if we do?
What if you do? I rest my case. You're a stupid crack whore, just like your sister, and you kill kids. And I hope you burn in hell, you dumb bitch.
Hang up the phone.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you got
Hello,
that
trying
long.
To find out.
Listen, this Brent, this might be a
old boy they call Bubba Love, but
this is Bubba Love, by the way.
And Brent, you get some hillbilly, you know, at the farm, you know, calling it.
We're definitely animating titties a bouncing.
Listen, this one.
This is old boy Bubba Love.
Yeah.
Sir, you're speaking of old boy Bubba Love.
Oh, I didn't know you was Bubba. I thought you was somebody else up there.
No, this is Bubba up there.
All right, about 6 months.
So, Brian, he's all mad because his sister went to one of my nightclubs, and she ended up in the VIP room. And I think maybe me and a couple of boys, like, you know.
You think or you know.
I think she sucked some dick.
Yeah.
And it's gotten back. So,
you was at Planet Bubba or something. My little sister was there.
Right.
And you asked her to show her gizmo or something.
Hold on now. I asked her to show her gizmo.
Right.
Hopefully she's got two gizmos, and hopefully that I nuzzled them up nicely. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it kind of got under my skin. And, it was her 21st birthday party. And
so at least
we know she was legal, right?
She's of age.
Well, that's what I was
sister,
worried about.
She's celebrating her 21st birthday. She goes to my club, Planet Bubba, and then she subsequently makes contact with me and Bubba Love.
Yeah, and y'all called her up there and wanted her to pull her breast out.
Right.
Yeah. We did that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And what they called him, he told some old boy, what's really got under my skin, black boy or something.
Oh, my
Spice
God.
Spice boy?
No. Some black guy.
Black boy. All right, that could be a beggar or a hanger-on that's in conjunction that works for me.
I think
anyway,
he was talking about Mo.
A black guy.
Yeah, I do too.
supposedly at the
club. Probably half breed.
But Planet Bubba that did some old boy, by the way. Anybody's an old boy, by the way.
Well, frankly.
Hold on now,
what
sir.
What happened with the black guy and the girl with the breast?
Yeah, so your sister, 21, she's supposedly at my Planet Bubba. It's about 6 months or so ago, and she's
that dude
celebrating
used to be
her 21st birthday. And I told her, show her titties, and so then I let a black guy grope him?
Right. No, he come up over there looking at him, wanting to grope him, but she won't let him, so she says.
Okay, so I had this black guy with me, and I said, hey, boy, go out there and grope up on them titties. And then she said, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
And that's kind of got underneath your skin.
Right.
Right.
And I figure since all that went down, you can give me some of them NASCAR tickets.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't write this shit.
I knew there was something. I knew we had a payoff some way, shape, or form. I personally don't remember this happening, sir. I don't really remember.
Well, she said you was pretty doggone drunk anyway.
Right. Is she there right now?
No.
Which is a fucking, I don't drink.
Yeah.
I'm at work.
Right. Which happens to be what? What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you.
Right. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell me? You've already embarrassed yourself enough on the show. I don't think you can go any farther. Anyway, go ahead.
I work out here in Plant City.
Right. Which is doing what, sir, out there in Plant City? Besides cranking down that sister that you're talking about, what do you do for a living?
Huh?
What do you do for a living, sir?
I work for Tap Electric.
Right, okay, so that's nice. The guy wiring up a brand new home is the same guy who Hank's sister hangs out with me and gets groped to her boobies by a big-ass black guy.
You better watch out talking about my sister before I come down there. And
well, and he spends so much of his time as president on vacation, we might as well make it permanent.
Where are you from?
Small community like that? I know a couple girls from Plant City.
Well, and we don't let our sisters go groping around on black fellas.
Oh, that's not God.
Every girl I know from Plant City dates black.
Exactly.
And this isn't anti-black.
It's pro.
It's pro-black.
Every girl.
It's pro-black guys from Plant City.
So far, let's
well, know, the guy on the phone's the guy that's got the problem with the black people.
Yeah, I'm the one that tried to facilitate.
You were hanging out with, according to him, you're hanging out with a black guy.
I'm hanging out with a black guy, and I asked my black friend if he wanted some titties. I mean, that's par for my course, passing it on down the line, right?
With the exception of one, there's a couple girls I know that don't go out with black guys in Plant City, but a lot of them go that jungle fever route.
Oh.
A lot of them. You know what? Yeah, exactly. I got a good friend over there named Bruce, and Bruce says, man, let me tell you something. Good friend of mine, Bruce Lovejuice, owns a pesticide company. I was talking to him a few days ago, and I go, man, is it really...
I don't know. This is where I could maybe get a little bit of a problem about it.
Well, jungle fever is probably a euphemism like that's no longer used.
You know, we don't really.
Wow. You won't find none of my friends.
Terrestrial radio.
Oh, I know. This is terrestrial.
Over there at the Dallas Bowl.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they have. I think over there at the Dallas Bowl, Spice Boy, they got like interracial jungle fever night. I think that's like on two.
All right. So anyway, we got lots of things to go by. You know, with regard
life, which is probably somewhat problematic in itself.
Brent, this is
exactly.
Right. This is titties a bouncing. Remember titties a bouncing?
We're definitely animating titties a bouncing.
But anyway, you're out there drinking with your boss's wife, and now she's let you know that she wants to take it to another level.
Yeah, but she wants a little heading and healing, a little bit of a double team action with me and a buddy of mine. Me and a buddy of mine at the same time.
Now, did she make it? Now, are you sure that you're just not embellishing this, or you know for a fact that she does?
I know for a fact she does, Bubba.
And she made it perfectly clear by saying.
Oh, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter. Rhett, are you there still? Anybody over there in no man's land? Because I think that you can follow us. And Brent,
oh, you can. I've got it. And I've got it pulled up.
Does it say 106,000?
106,500
Brent,
followers.
We just got isn't that
wow.
106?
But we were
at 131.
Nothing's been tweeted like I'm back or anything like
that. Well, we're trying to figure the fuck out that.
What?
She made it perfectly clear by all three of us sitting in a little circle between all three of us and saying, look, I'm going to be off at 5 tonight, and I want you and the other buddy of mine, I want you all to meet me at a certain bar, and we're going to take it from there. That's all she said. You're going to take it from there. That's exactly what she said.
But taking it from there, buddy, doesn't mean she wants you and your ass. She wants to do an airtight ski pole, my friend. I mean, taking it from there means, that could be nothing, or it could be,
what you're making it out to be, but it certainly, it could also be somewhere in between, buddy. But I mean, you're certainly taking this to the whole another fucking porno level. I mean, you're not doing.
I am who I am, and that's what I hear. You
well,
know,
well,
I mean,
sir, I hear you, fucking Popeye. I did hear that rumor that you are who you are. I did hear that. I did see that memo.
What I hear,
and I am what I am. Idiot. So anyway, I mean, how do you know? Unless I could get her on the phone. I can't verify this, nor can I give you any information. I can't.
I told that buddy of mine you might go there with it. I can't get her on the phone because I don't know for sure. I mean, it's just what I think and what he thinks and what we both the way.
Now
we
is she is first of all, how long you been working for her husband?
Probably 10 months.
All right,
8-9 months.
This goes to show you, Brent. Even the fucking your coworkers are up to no good. Trying to fuck your wife.
Yeah, like everybody's up to that. Right. There's people that are honest about it, people that aren't.
Right. Top. And then there's people that record it and people that don't.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like a good job.
I mean, so good that if you got caught fucking his wife and he fired you, your family would be in jeopardy?
Well, my family would, but I mean, goddamn, Bubba, she is smoking fucking hot. So you're gonna...
wait, Brian, wait to hear how he describes it. I mean, listen. So you're gonna risk your job and you know the livelihood of your family. Are you married?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. There you go. And what if Brian? It's me actually trying to talk some reason into this guy. You know you're in trouble. What if your wife would find out about this thing?
Well, she's found out about me before. I guess it would just be something I'd have to deal with.
Right. I guess it wouldn't be now.
Right.
Boy. So if you came home and you didn't have a job anymore, and then your wife knew the reason why you got fired is because, and I'm sure that your boss would let it be known, is that you got caught fucking his wife. You, not only do you not have a job, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you could have some family issues as well, buddy. I don't think you're necessarily using the right head that you should be thinking with.
Exactly, and I'm not, and I know that's exactly
this
right.
This is where he starts really getting restrictive.
I'm not using the right head. I should be thinking with, but. I'm just saying, you know, hell, I've wanted to hit it. I don't know for how long. I mean, Spice Boy would hit this motherfucker like there ain't no tomorrow.
And so, describe this gal. What she looks like? Huh? Is she,
my God, she is 5'8". Just got fake titties 6 months ago. I mean, just badass like you wouldn't fucking believe. Just awesome.
And how old is this cougar?
I'm going to say probably 34, 35.
All right. And skinny, slim, petite, what?
Do what now? Oh, no, slim. I mean, slim, titties bouncing like you wouldn't believe.
And what sort of profession are you in?
Oil field.
And her husband owns the drilling company?
No, he does not own the drilling company. He's the manager on the drilling company. I mean, doesn't actually own it. It's actually a big company, but he is the one that runs the office that I work
at. So does he make a lot of money?
He makes damn good money, and so do I.
All right, well, okay. And is he a nerd, or I mean, does all the boys on the oil field say, "Holy shit, what is that bitch doing, fucking that nerd?"
Exactly, dude's a fucking dork, Bubba. No bullshit, dude's a dork.
So go ahead and give me the general consensus. As what do the fellows say when they see her walking around? What do they say?
Oh goddamn! I mean, titties bouncing when he ain't there. She's wearing some fucking like little bitty shit, showing some shit off. You know, I mean, hell, she's been working there for as long as he has, and she's showing some shit off. You know, titties bouncing everywhere, and driving motherfuckers crazy like you wouldn't believe.
Well, you guys are some titty bouncing some bitch, don't you? Titties are bouncing.
Well, like titties
hey, Brent, guess what?
Around here.
Guess what, Brent?
What's that?
Titties are bouncing.
Well, see, that's your whole reason right
Spice,
there.
Guess what?
Man, the titties are bouncing.
titties are bouncing.
Got a good job, you know, and I got
titties
a family, but man,
them
titties are bouncing.
What's that, Manson?
I got a real
titties
good job.
Titties are bouncing in Oklahoma.
You know, I got a wife and kids, but God damn, them titties are bouncing. Man.
Bouncing.
Titties are bouncing.
At that point, there's nothing you can do. I mean, the titties are bouncing.
No.
You
know?
What do you expect me to do?
Titties are bouncing.
We're bouncing.
No. Titties are bouncing.
Titties are bouncing.
Titties are bouncing.
Titties are bouncing. Not titties are bouncing or the titties are bouncing.
Yeah, Hatley, that's got to be one.
Oh, 100%.
And then don't forget, we got 5,000 of these. 5,000.
Well, I'm just telling you right now, I was supposed to have lunch with Hogan yesterday. He got back in town. He comes in town. He flies from L.A. to Tampa every Friday morning.
so that he can have his Saturday or Sunday visitation with Nick. Will he complete? Unlike him, usually he'll call or what have not, but he completely stood me up yesterday. Not answering his phone, nothing. And so I'm like very concerned. And again, Hatley, I got 2257s.
All of this.
Trying to get a hold of Hulk Hogan. I hope he...
And this ain't Hulk Hogan, a guy doing the impression.
He's on the ditch in somewhere.
Hello.
Yo, are you okay? By the way, we're on the...
Shows him getting out of bed, Brent, right?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, man. I'm burnt, dude. I've been up just scrambling, jumping through hoops.
Did you remember we were supposed to have lunch yesterday?
Bro, I was shuffling cars all day yesterday. I left my...
Shuffling cars. What's that?
I left my damn phone in Jaybird's car, and I.
What's shuffling cars mean?
Well, I said I needed some help from you, but then I lost my phone and I couldn't remember the.
Well, anyway, again, Hatley, we got how much of that?
Oh my God!
We got Howard Stern phone calls.
Oh my God!
Right? I mean, we got Howard Stern phone calls. We got Joe Rogan phone calls. We got it all.
I just texted you my Hogan animation.
Rodman, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, fuck. We got
Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love the Hogan one. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm getting there. I'm slowly but surely getting there. I'm going to, probably by the end of August, I'll be fully functional.
Fantastic. Speaking of which, fully functional, Brian has a big time deal. He's got to get out of here. So the Killer Bees. I don't really can't put my thumb on what we talked about today, but nonetheless, we
are new animated show.
My new anime that I'm trying to get you a fucking piece of, but you're being a dick.
I'm not being a dick. I'm just you asked me if I'm excited.
Kind of dick. Brent was a little bit of a dick.
A little bit of a dick.
Not quite the enthusiasm I wanted.
I see a lot of problems. All I see are problems.
What problems do you see?
How about like the racial undertones of that one call?